In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how I created the background for the game Shooter. I'll be using Photoshop CS5.
So let's start by creating a new canvas. Go to File, New. We want 800 pixels width by 480 pixels height. Click OK. And the first thing we're going to do is create our cloud brush. So you'll want to go to the brush tool and find the cloud brush, which is right here. And we'll want to adjust the settings. So we'll want shape dynamic checked. Everything looks good there. Scattering. Okay, that looks good. We don't want texture. We don't want tool brush. We want transfer. Change the controls to pen pressure if it's not already set to pen pressure. And okay, that looks good. Airbrush. Make sure airbrush is checked. And that's pretty much it. That's our cloud brush there. And we're going to create a new brush. I'm going to name that cloud. Click OK. And we're set. So the first thing you want to do is I'm going to select a large round brush, and I'm going to paint the background layer, which is cloud layer one. I'm going to name that cloud or cloud one. Click OK. So we'll want our cloud color scheme here. Go with a bluish grayish color and just start painting the canvas, just filling it with a solid color. And now you can start putting in some lighter colors in there to create the cloud for this layer. So we'll select the smudge tool here. We go in and select our cloud brush, and we'll just start smudging the globs of paint that we've just put on there, and kind of make it look like little puffs of clouds. And if you're having a hard time rendering out these cloud effects, it's always a good idea to collect some reference photos. Okay, I think that looks pretty good. So now on top of that, we'll want to create another layer. Cloud, I'm gonna name that Cloud 2. Oh shoot. Cloud 2. And select a little bit darker color. Go back to the large round brush. Okay, that's not dark enough. I'm still on the smudge tool. So select the paintbrush. And there you go, it's too dark. Something a little bit lighter. Too light. Still too light. Okay. So this is our second cloud layer. And we're pretty much painting a blanket of clouds, top and bottom, that your ship is in. The blanket just kind of stretches all the way to the horizon. So we'll want to create some light areas, puffy light areas here. And then use our cloud brush. Let's start smudging that in. So you'll notice that the bottom layer and the top layer, they're just kind of all blending together and you don't really see the separation. So what we'll want to do is go to the bottom layer, cloud one, and use the burn tool to darken it out to make the second layer pop up a bit. So now the second layer has a bit of pop. And we'll just continue to smudge that. And we can even brighten the second layer a bit. So I'll go to the dodge tool and just brighten that up. I'll make it even pop more. Okay. Go back in, just fix your clouds so that they look a little bit more realistic. I think that's good. We'll do the same thing for the third layer. So, cloud three. Go back to my brush, paint in the third cloud layer. Lighter color, create some puffs of clouds there. And start smudging the cloud effects into the third layer. And again, we can't see the layer underneath it very well. They kind of blend in together, so we'll want to do what we did last time. Select the dodge the burn tool and darken the second layer. Go back to the third layer, fix up the clouds. Alright. So there's our cloud layer. And so I'm going to go in and just lighten some of the cloud with the dodge tool. Okay. And go back in with our cloud brush and kind of blend it in. So what we want to do here is We want to tile the clouds so that they can scroll horizontally. So what you want to do is select the background cloud doesn't have to tile. So we'll want to select the second cloud layer, go to filter, other, offset, and we don't want to offset it vertically. So horizontal is good, and we can see the seam showing up on my canvas. So I'll click OK. Turn off the third layer, turn off the background layer, and there you go, you can see our second layer. And we'll just blend the seams away with our cloud brush. It's that simple. Alright, so I'll turn back the background layer, and you can still see there needs to be some fixing right there. Alright, I think that looks pretty good. Turn on our third cloud layer, and we'll do the same thing. So go to filter, other, offset, there you go, okay, and start blending the seams. And there you have it. You got a perfectly nice cloud that tiles, and now it's ready to be processed into game assets.
There you have it. Now your background is ready to be processed into game assets.